owner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital reminds our listeners that owning a pet is a major responsibility. Each year, many animals are euthanized nationwide. You can help control the pet population by having your pet spayed or neutered today. By doing so, you'll help increase your pet's lifespan by 3 to 5 years by reducing the risk of cancer. That's courtesy of Michelle and the staff at Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital in Lafayette, where they've got a warm place in their hearts for our furry friends with cold noses. They say if this message is important enough for them to back, it's important enough for you to listen. So call your local vet or humane society and have your pet spayed or neutered today.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and America is changing. But the question is, why is America changing? Certainly, we look around, and this is not the America I grew up in. There is a gentleman, Steve Voss, wrote a ballad back in 1992. It said, you know, the American dream has become a nightmare. The signs of the time are in cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. And certainly the song was very popular. It was the top of all the lists asked to be played on stations across America. But there were people at the highest echelons of RCA who actually had bought the rights to the song who didn't want that message out. You see, we don't want patriotism today. We don't want America to believe in America and individual freedom. It seems that there's another agenda out there. And so the song was suppressed, and the national tour that Steve Voss was supposed to go on was canceled. You see, they don't want Americans really caring about America or wanting to preserve America. There are people who have a different agenda. Over this morning is Curtis Bowers, who's put together a great DVD called Agenda. And we've watched it. We think he's done an excellent job. He's interviewed so many of our friends, Phyllis Schlafly, certainly John Stormer, and a whole flock of other wonderful people trying to explain what's going on in America today. Why America is changing? It's changing because there's an agenda. Curtis, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
I appreciate being here. Good morning.
I want you to pick up the story and tell our listeners who you are, why you put together this DVD, and why they need to get it from you.
Well, thank you so much. I put together this DVD because I started studying about 2 or 3 years ago after having seen just the change that was going on in our country, as I think most people see it. Just wondering, has this been just by accident, or has it been a purposeful change? And I was a state representative at the time, and I wrote a letter to the editor about some of the changes I had seen and some of the reasons why. And it became a huge story and featured story on the evening news, and about 40 letters to the editor were written in response to what I had said in my letter to the editor. And I realized then I needed to dig in deeper and find out even more details, because I'd hit on something that people were concerned about and people had very strong feelings about. So as I started digging in, it became crystal clear through books like The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen, that was published in 1958, and at that time it had a list of 45 current communist goals from 1958. As I started reading through and seeing what the left's agenda had been, to subvert us on the inside, to promote obscenity and immorality and pornography and take the prayer out of our schools and on, as I read through all the goals on the list from over 50 years ago, I realized then, I go, what has happened is just, it's not been an accident. They have, this very small fringe minority has been extremely successful at undermining just the very foundations of America. And so this film, Agenda, Grinding America Down, what it really shows is it shows how the left has systematically taken over the institutions of our culture to influence us to become the socialist man they want. And boy, have they done a great job at that.
Yes, they certainly have. America has changed. It certainly is not the country it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Certainly not the the America that I was raised in 70 years ago. So basically, how have they done it, and what is their goal?
Well, their goal is to break down just the different structures in our society, of course, the family being one of the key ones, because they know a society that is kind of falling apart on the inside, which America is doing. We have over 40% of all children in America as of this year are born outside of wedlock. I mean, over 50% of all marriages are falling apart. You know, over 3,000 women a day are aborting their own babies. We're just, the society is crumbling. The suicide rates of our teenagers is rising. And so they're being successful at doing that because people that whose lives are falling apart are much more likely to accept big government as the solution to their problems. And they know that. So the way they've done this, they've gotten into education, into the media, Hollywood, again, to the key, even to the churches. They've tried to push those to the left where they're more worried about, you know, sorting garbage on Sunday nights instead of studying God's Word. So they've just got inside the institutions of the culture and just pushed them to the left as hard and as far as they can year after year. And through gradualism, over a 50, 60, 70-year period, they've taken us a completely different direction from where our country was with our founding fathers and even, you know, 70, 80 years ago. So they've been very successful. And some of the things I found that were just very eye-opening to me is one group, for instance, is called the Frankfurt School. And their agenda is anything hidden or a conspiracy. It's just their plans. Back in the 1930s, John Dewey brought the Frankfurt School to America. And he started placing down their professors at all our major universities. And the head of the Frankfurt School himself, one of the top people, was named Willie Munzenberg. And he said, this is what our goal for America is. He said, we are going to make the West so corrupt it stinks. And when I first read that, I couldn't believe anyone would have nothing better to do than to, 70, 80 years ago, come to America with their whole goal of just making us just rot and deteriorate from the inside out. And boy, as you see what those Frankfurt School people did, they got into Hollywood, they got into all the major universities to teach the teachers, and they've changed our country.
So you think that it was primarily the Frankfurt group that did the destruction of our society?
They were one of the most instrumental ones. There was many people working alongside them, the Fabian Socialist Society, and then different people like just the Antonio Gramsci, who had a huge effect on Saul Alinsky, who was kind of the grandfather of the '60s radical movement, which they all had the same goal in mind. And so, but the Frankfurt School, I think of it one particular group. That just their whole thing was the political correctness. They started pushing that back in the 30s, and which is really the best way to describe political correctness is cultural Marxism. It's a way to change the culture to
well,
get to
hang
accept.
On there. We'll be back in just a moment with Curtis Bowers right here, the American Freedom Network.
I'm Tom Phillips, owner of The Green Herb and our new company, Next Level Formulations. Next Level has formulated a new energy product called Warhead. Warhead will give you up to 8 hours of energy on 1 66-cent capsule. And unlike energy drinks, Warhead contains no sugar or artificial sweeteners. Listen.
Every morning I would drag around the house to get my housework done. But now, thanks to Warhead, my housework is usually done by noon.
I use Warhead as a pre-workout energy booster, and my workouts have never been this good. Thank you, Warhead.
I take Warhead before I go to lunch. My afternoon productivity is far better than ever.
I've reached a point in my life where my energy is low, but with the Warhead capsule, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. Call 800-910-0200, and I'll send you a free sample of Warhead. That's 800-910-0200. Call today. This is a limited time offer.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Curtis, how are they able to change America? Why don't we hear about this? Why does the average individual know that there's an organized, orchestrated effort to change America?
I think, we're not taught history enough in our schools to be able to look back and see the results of different movements and different things that have happened. So we're not, when people hear the word like shared prosperity and stuff, the red flags don't go up like they should, going, wait a minute, that's heading toward a socialist society. Well, what has socialism done for people if we look back in history and see all the socialist type countries and civilizations, and to see, you know, every single one has been a complete disaster and simply in its final stages just enslave the people. So I think a lot of it's because we don't know the terms. They've redefined a lot of the terms, so they're trying to kind of push forward their agenda without us really knowing what they're talking about.
But isn't there any force? Is there any organization on the other side exposing them?
Well, I think there has been some. I mean, the Glenn Becks and some of them have started to, you know, in the last several years specifically, started to come out more and really name names and groups and show what's happening and why it's happening. And so I think there is starting to be awakening, which is great, of people being concerned and realizing they need to be involved and therefore starting to educate themselves. What is going on? And what should I be doing? And just kind of understanding better the situation we're in, and that's a good thing.
Well, certainly Cleon Skousen tried many years ago to get the American people to see what was happening, to understand the Constitution. Trouble is, most people don't understand the Constitution or the fact that most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is unconstitutional. Well, certainly you went around the country and you interviewed key people. And what was the message that you got from them?
I got from them. I interviewed many of the stalwarts, conservative stalwarts, that have been fighting this battle, like you, Dr. Stanford, for 50 years. And so it was a real education for me as I was interviewing them. They have lived through these changes, and they've been involved in the fight. They saw these changes beginning to happen even in the 50s and realized we got to get involved, and they've been spending their entire life fighting for the cause of trying to keep America the way it was intended to be. So they had so much insight and so much wisdom on what's going on, and they were, like me and like others, just shocked, even though they've been in the fight, how successful the left has been at just, again, taking over education, for instance, taking over Hollywood and the media for the most part. And it's just, you know, they've been fighting this, but they just say it's we need the American people to wake up and join us in this fight. A few people can't do it on their own. And that's kind of the message of the film. It shows what has happened, why it's happening, why we need to be involved. We all need to be involved. If you care about freedom, about America, about just the constitutional principles that made this country the country that it is, it's time to wake up. And agenda grinding America down is a tool we've made to help people get up to speed on what's going on, and then be able to share with family, friends, pastors, and others to help them understand the need for action right now.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Curtis, our number 1-877-254-7262.
1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. But America is changing. It's changing. It's changing very rapidly, and certainly not changing for the better. We're having real financial problems in America. Is that in some way related to what's going on, what you're talking about, of the financial problems, certainly the problem we're having, the current recession that we're having, is that somehow related to this? And what about the program of globalism? How does that fit into it?
Well, that's a great question. It's a key part of the whole thing. I used to think, before I started studying this in detail, that the people on the left, whether they're Democrats or whether they're hardcore progressives or whatever, I thought, boy, they're not very bright. They don't see that lowering taxes always stimulates the economy, always helps do the most for the poorest amount of people. It helps the poor the greatest when we lower taxes, because the wealthy have more to spend, more businesses to start, so there's more jobs, there's more prosperity for everyone. And so when they always would raise taxes, I'd go, boy, they just don't get it. But as I started to study this, I realized, no, they do get it. They are working toward having a crisis situation in every area of our culture, because, again, in a crisis, you're much more willing to accept things you normally would never accept. And so, yes, if they can spend trillions of dollars to bury us in debt, they know that that's a better likelihood that our economy will go down the tubes. And with that happening, we'll be in a desperate situation. And people will say, hey, help us. We don't care what you have to do. Just help us. We need help. And so, and that's the only, as far as the globalism you were talking about as well, that's the only way they know they can implement the one world government they all think will be this utopian paradise, is by destroying America, whether it's economically, morally, militarily, any way possible to bring down America, because that is the only thing stopping them from implementing a one world currency, or as maybe a first step to stabilize the economies and then slowly work us into a actual one world government. But that's their goal, and so they're willing to do whatever they have to do to take down America in any area to be able to accomplish that.
And, you know, back in 1963, I was subscribing to the communist newspaper, The Worker at that time. It was called The Daily Worker. And basically they had, in, I think it was June 23rd, a list of all the things they wanted to do to America. And they all involved centralizing power in Washington, D.C. I mean, they wanted the federal minimum wage laws. They wanted federal divorce laws. They wanted every aspect of government was to be mediated through the Washington, D.C. And basically so much of what they called for at that time, the health care bills, the Medicare, Medicaid, expansion of government control of agriculture, government control of transportation, government control of every aspect of our lives, all of this has really come to pass. Most people don't understand that the whole purpose of communism in America was to centralize power in Washington, D.C., and that has really become a reality, hasn't it?
It certainly has, of course, the word communism is not used at all anymore. So people, when you say that, sometimes even like, what are you talking about? Yes, that word is not used. They now, for the most part, call themselves progressives. If you go to the Communist Party USA website, almost every cause they support there is a progressive this or progressive that. So that's their new term. But the ideas behind them and the philosophies are the exact same.
Well, Chris, the question is, who finances communism? They're going to have an organization. Somebody's got to put up a lot of money to keep a large organization going, effective, fund their magazines. The magazines don't fund themselves. The newspapers don't fund themselves. Who's putting up the money for it?
Well, good question. Two things it seems like have happened. One is they have, again, work their way into situations of just leadership, whether in the media, in Hollywood, education, that doesn't come once they're in that position, then you have the power of influence there. So they've done it that way. But also, they have, if you study and start looking into the groups, even George Soros, which Glenn Beck has recently really uncovered a lot there, but they start these very patriotic-sounding foundations and groups. that sound like they're standing to defend the Constitution and everything. And so they get people, naive people, to be funding them through those great sounding names. And then they use that, of course, to keep pushing for their causes. That's one of the ways they also have been very successful at getting into already existing foundations, realizing, hey, that's where the money is, and working themselves into positions of leadership or being directors of some of the big endowments and foundations that have billions of dollars to spend, and they just work their way in there over years. Again, they're very patient and methodical and diligent, and just, they don't care if it takes a decade, they don't care if it takes 2 decades. They just keep pushing along, and that's what has happened, because through gradualism over the last 60 years, we see a dramatic change, although the change each year was just a little, one small step in the right direction.
Well, how did they use the feminist movement? How did they use the homosexual movement? How did they use these various movements to change America?
Well, the feminist movement and the different, they use it because they love breaking people into the smallest groups possible. Hitler did the exact same thing in Germany. He would just break the society up into all these different groups, and so there wasn't a lot of unity together, and it makes a very just fragile society. You can pit everybody, you know, the rich against the poor, the blacks against the whites, the you know, educated against the uneducated, just every direction they can do things. And so the homosexual movement, the feminist movement and stuff, they wanted to just stir things up to cause just tension in the society. They wanted to just try to break down a lot of our traditional values and things that have been kind of the foundation of our country. They wanted to, you know, if we can get these things accepted by people, then they're going to be a lot less likely to be dogmatic on specifics of this is right and this is wrong. And again, when a society does that, as we see in America, it just starts falling apart. The kids see from the adult's example, hey, there is no right and wrong. Nothing really matters. So, yeah, then you will go in your high school and start shooting kids or whatever. If you've just been taught you're a highly evolved animal, there is no right and wrong. I can see that from the adults in my life. And so I want to do this, so I'm going to do it. There's no reason not to. And that's, of course, one of the key reasons why they've tried to take God out of the picture.
And they certainly did take God. But how did they manage to get the Supreme Court to remove God and prayer from our schools?
I'm still shocked at that, and I was especially shocked when, again, if you look at the 45 current communist goals from Cleon Skousen's book that was first published in 1958, one of their exact goals was to get prayer out of the public school system by using, quote, the separation of church and state clause to do that. Now, a lot of us say today, well, that's the way it went. Yeah, that is the way it went. But it wasn't until 4 years later in 1962 that the Supreme Court decided that by saying, in the first case in American history where no precedents were given for their decision, they simply said it violates the separation of church and state. Word for word, what was in that communist goal 4 years earlier. When I saw that, I go, I don't know, maybe that could just be chance the way that happened like that. But that was really eye-opening to me, seeing how effective somehow they've influenced our culture to think those words from a letter from Thomas Jefferson that aren't even in the Constitution had enough weight, even though they were taken out of context, to take prayer, the Bible, and, of course, the Ten Commandments out of our public school system.
Well, that was the real objective. They just needed a rationale to do it. And obviously, the people on the Supreme Court at that time had an agenda. They knew what they were doing, because if you remove the basic religious foundation of a nation, you destroy the nation. So certainly, the end result of that is, as you point out, the breakdown of marriage. 40% of our children are born out of wedlock. They destroyed the moral fabric of our society. We see, increasing crime today. One out of every 33 adults is in prison, probation or parole. The end result of removing the moral foundation of our society, and they sure did a good job of it. There's no question at all.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I said they certainly have.
Well, our number, if anybody has a question for Curtis, it's an excellent DVD. It's very well done. I've got a lot of great footage in it. The number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment. But, of course, America is changing. The America I grew up in doesn't exist anymore. And somebody has been manipulating this, doing this very, very intentionally. And certainly Hollywood's played an important part. The media's played an important part. Education has played an important part. And, of course, doesn't seem to be any force on the other side trying to maintain the values that once made America the envy of the world.
Yeah, we've done a poor job at standing up and spending the time necessary, the resources necessary, and just making the commitment to keep the traditional America going forward. We've really dropped the ball over the last 40 or 50 years. And it's, again, this film, Agenda, Grinding America Down, is just a great tool to help educate
All right.
others.
We'll be back in just a moment with Curtis Bowers. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. 877-254-7524.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Sykes Enterprises takes this time out to remind us that the holidays should be a fun time for all. Keep this in mind when you're out on the town, at a family gathering, or with friends. Please don't drive and drink. Designate drivers and know your limits. Make our roads this holiday season safe for you and everyone around you. A strong, safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. That message is brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling, where they wish us all a safe and happy holiday season.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Curtis Bauer. And we're talking about his DVD, Agenda, Grinding America Down. Curtis, how can people get in touch with you and get purchase your DVD?
Well, if they go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com, at our website there, they can watch a six-minute trailer that will give them a good idea what the film is about, and then they can order there as well. And the more copies you order, there's quantity discounts, because we wanted to make this very affordable for people to give to family, friends, pastors, and other people to help bring them up to speed on what's happened to our country and what they need to do to make a difference.
And it's really a very, very well, very professionally done DVD. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. How has the DVD been accepted? How is it going?
It's going great. It's really just been having a big impact. It's slowly going through the grassroots throughout America. We were in a film festival last month in October, the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival down there in Texas, and it actually won the Best of Festival. So that was a great honor as well.
Right. Well, actually, John, my good friend John Stormer, who had written the book, the classic book, None Dare Call It Treason, back in 1964, the book, along with Sidney Phyllis Lafley's book, A Choice Not an Echo, a book that actually got Barry Goldwater nominated for the Republican nomination for the presidency, and actually that began really the whole conservative movement here, the backlash against the left. Of course, Barry Goldwater was defeated because they controlled the media. And, of course, they said, you know, you elect Barry Goldwater, we'll be in a war in Vietnam. And, well, the people of, you know, a lot of people voted for Barry Goldwater. He lost, but they got us into a war in Vietnam anyway. In fact, that was always the problem. I mean, certainly Lyndon Johnson lied to the American people when he said, why would I send troops halfway around the world to fight communism in Vietnam when we've got communism just 90 miles off the shores of Florida? Why, we had never sent our boys to Vietnam to fight, and of course the plan was already underway to involve us in the Vietnam War, and Barry Goldwater would have gotten us out of the war, but that was not to be. Well, anyway, who do we have calling in?
You have Bill from Colorado.
Hi, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. First of all, Dr. Stein, I just love your program. You bring up so many topics that we would never ever hear anything about, and you're so thorough on them, and I really do appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
And second of all, I want to ask Curtis a question. You know, we talk about the separation of church and state. How come we can have chaplains in the military?
And how come our Congress opens with prayer every day?
And the Supreme Court does as well. So
yes.
Oh, yeah, and isn't the Ten Commandments and that in some of the federal buildings and some of these things like that?
It's on the doors of the Supreme Court. Etched in there is the Ten Commandments with a picture of Moses holding the tablets in each arm. Now, they have, again, tried to make us believe that the Founding Fathers didn't really understand what they were talking about when they wrote the Constitution. And now, you know, 200 years later, all of a sudden, magically, they know that they really meant that God and the Bible and prayer was to be out of everything, even though back then it was involved in every aspect of life, including political life.
You know, we're so smart now. You know, in the 1800s, I think about 85% were illiterate. Now we're about 50 to 60% of illiteracy in this country, and so I think we're going the wrong direction.
If you want to have a dictatorship, you do not want people who can think, who understand history. You want to just keep them entertained with football and hockey and the latest story about a Paris Hilton or Tiger Woods and their sexual escapades. But you don't want people to think about what's really going on economically, historically. Don't ask why we're fighting in Afghanistan for 9 years when there's only about 50 to at least probably far less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda there. So why do we have 200,000 people fighting the Al-Qaeda, which has less than 100 people? It just doesn't make sense. And where did it get to be all right to torture people? Nobody ever asked these questions. And we have to ask, why is there no organization out there on the other side talking against this sort of thing? Well, I mean, is Glenn Beck talking about torture? Does he think torture is perfectly all right? People who authorize it should be held responsible, but they don't seem to be. Anyway, go ahead.
You know, I don't want to take up much more of your time, but we've been dumbed down. They're changing our vocabulary. Like, we do not have brush fires, forest fires, or grass fires. We have wildfires. We have syndromes. We do not have toilet paper. We have toilet tissue. People are getting dumber and dumber because of the vocabulary and our understanding of words is going away. And I'll get out of the line and let you go at it. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, fine. Do you have any thoughts at all about what the caller was saying, Curtis?
Well, I mean, it's, again, even listed in those goals from 58 that we've already talked about. One of them was to dumb down the curriculum. And they know that a people that are less educated, they haven't been taught to think discerningly and to logically go through issues and things. They know they're much more easier to control. So they want a population that is just struggling to exist mentally, and because they know they'll believe what they tell them to believe.
And, of course, the other thing is, of course, they don't teach our kids in school the phonetic of way of reading. They give them the look-see method. They know then that they're not going to be able to read. And today you try to get somebody to read a book that's 500 pages long. They're not going to do it. That's why you have to write books that are very, very short so they can read them and read them quickly, because they're not going to be able to sit down and enjoy reading. And reading can be such a wonderful and rewarding thing, but of course our young people aren't equipped to do it because they've been miseducated intentionally and maliciously because they do not want them to be able to read and to think and to reason. That is how you will enslave them. Well, our number again is 1-877-254-7524. Our guest Curtis Bowers, his DVD Agenda. And certainly, what did you learn from all the people? Because you interviewed some of the leading conservative and patriotic people in our country.
I learned so much in just about how this fight began and what's happened, what's been going on, and then a lot of good advice on what we need to do to try to turn things back. And there's really, the unfortunate thing is there's no quick fix to this, because it's not simply going to be a good president that's going to fix it all for us, or a good, you know, politician or something like that. Our society is so crumbling that it's going to take time, just like it's taken them 70, 80 years to dismantle our country. It might take us 50, 60 years to put it back, but we've got to start now, and we've got to put the time in necessary to build back strong families and strong churches, and have the proper role of government be taught to our young people so they understand what our elected officials are supposed to be doing.
Well, our job, of course, is to get the information out. This is why I do what I do, and I know that's why you put together this DVD in an effort to reach the American people and get them to think about what's going on and how America is changing, and there really is this agenda there. We'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Right here, the American people.
Scrub Woman Cleaners in Evans reminds all listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. Every day, between 3 and 5 children die from the effects of child abuse. The average child abuse victim is only 7 years old. Behind the statistics are the lives of innocent little children. End the tragedy. Report what you know to local authorities. This message is from Scrub Woman Cleaners in Evans. They're on the air because they care, and they're reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotil or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotil, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal.
pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Curtis Bauer. We're talking about his DVD agenda, grinding America down. And that's what they're doing, just a little bit at a time. But they know exactly what they're doing, because they do have an agenda. And they're following that agenda step by step by step, because they control the media, and they control Hollywood. And they control our educational system, and as a result, they control what the American people think and believe. Would that be a fair statement, Curtis?
Absolutely. That defined it quite nicely.
Okay, will you just, what message do you want to get to the American people through your DVD?
The key reason we made this film is because we wanted to, first of all, let people see what has happened has not been an accident. And the reason I think this is so important is because if we think what's happened to our country is simply an accident, I think we're less likely to take action to try to do something to stop it. We just kind of go, oh, that's the way things go. But when you realize, wait a minute, this is a premeditated plan that has been perpetrated against us for decades, and there are people that are doing this, and they're small fringe minority, but they're having incredible influence because we're asleep, then I think when you see that, that's what it did to me, at least, as I started to study this more and saw what was happening, it made me go, I've got to do something. And that's why I made this film. I go, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to expose what I've seen, at least, and hopefully that'll educate others, and then they'll educate those around them, and it'll keep going where people see that we are in a battle for our very country, far, far greater battle than against the Soviet Union or Red China or anything. We have a battle going on inside of our country that we don't even know about, most of us, to destroy our culture and destroy us as a people from the inside out, and we've got to wake up the troops to be involved.
Well, is the unbridled immigration, the fact that they're bringing all sorts of people into America who don't understand the heritage, just encouraging illegal immigration, is this part and parcel of this whole program to change America?
Of course, you're watering down the society. You're also creating a huge burden as millions of illegals come into America and they're going to our schools at $10,000 a year each. They're getting food stamps and welfare program stuff. That's all this, again, putting a burden on the average middle-class taxpayer, which at some point will get so great they simply cannot tax them enough to pay for all the benefits going out. And at that point, that's when people are very, very ready for the, hey, we need a one-world currency to help stabilize things out, or we need to do this drastic measure, or we need to do that, because the system will simply be crumbling. And again, that is their hope and their prayer, is that America crumbles on the inside and therefore loses its power and influence around the world, and therefore will be ushered right into whatever their plan is for the next step of the game.
Well, I think that that's so vitally important that people understand that there is an agenda. Somebody is certainly moving to change our country. They want to change all, centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and they want to change the moral fabric of America. But one of the points that you make in your DVD, and you quote certainly from Saul Alinsky, who dedicates his book, Rules for Radical, to Lucifer. And the point that you make is that these people that we are up against are evil. Would you like to develop that idea? Because I think that is the very essence of what this is all about, that we are against a force of, not theoretical, but a force of organized and very specific evil.
Yes, and it is, because, and then now and then, from a person like Saul Alinsky, who is very much in touch with what he is doing and who he is working for, he will literally dedicate his book to Lucifer. And that book wasn't just some nothing book. It is the textbook and the Bible of the 60s radicals. It was called Rules for Radicals, and it is what they have used as their field manual for the last 40, 50 years in America. So it wasn't like some little nothing book, but he understood that. And that's why you see it at its very core, as we already talked about briefly. The real battle is this. Are we going to believe in God and follow him, or are we going to believe in man and follow big government? And they know that's the whole battle. That's why they are so against anything that is from a biblical principle or God and the prayer and things like that that we've talked about, because they know that. Another interesting thing I found out about Saul Alinsky as I was studying his life, showing what influence he has had. He was one of the key people working under Lyndon Johnson in the 60s to help set up all these social programs that have enslaved the poor in our country, haven't helped them at all because there was no accountability with the charity, and has really just laid the foundation for destroying our economy and the people in our country by giving them this just entitlement mentality.
And I think you're absolutely right. And certainly Saul Alinsky was one of the forerunners of Barack Obama, who actually certainly followed Alinsky's teachings and taught this same Rules for Radicals message when he was working through ACORN there in Chicago. So basically what goes around comes around. But why were people of great wealth behind Barack Obama, who is a dedicated Marxist? Basically, he is the most liberal United States senator, the most liberal person in the United States Senate. Why in heaven's name would so many people of great wealth and power actually want Barack Obama to be president? Because certainly they were his came up with almost $500 million for his presidential candidacy. That's a lot of money.
No, it is. It's I think somehow they're under the delusion that as this totalitarian state is eventually created, they will somehow be at the top, and they will be able to enjoy the eliteness of that and the power of that and the control of that. I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense, because if you look at his donor list, too, of all the Wall Street companies, of all the all the economic companies that so depend on a strong economy and stuff, and they're the ones that gave him the most money. And I think, again, they might know more than we do, which I'm sure they do, about what they're planning for a hit global economy, and they want to be some of the key players in that and stuff. So I don't know all the details of it, but it is shocking when you see that, because you think, well, why would you rich people want someone to tax you, your taxes to go up, you know, tremendously and stuff like that? But I think, again, they feel there's a chance they might be at the top.
Well, the rich people are pushing socialism. Doesn't make sense. So much doesn't make sense. Curtis, God bless. You've done a wonderful job. It's a great DVD. It's called Agenda. One more time. Well, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking their way, the only way they know how.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, and when you want to try to figure out why these things are happening, certainly these are the questions I had 48 years ago, 44 years ago, when I was getting started in this whole battle. And then I came across a book. It was called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It went into what the great tax-exempt foundations were doing, Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller, and pointed out they were pushing and they were financing communism in America. They were financing the communist movement here. This was based upon the congressional investigation, the Reese Committee investigation, the great tax-exempt foundations, and that just blew my mind. Why would these people of great wealth have established foundations that were going to push communism? Until you understand, of course, that the way our system of government is set up is the limited power of government. So even if you controlled the government, you couldn't do anything if we adhered to the Constitution, because the powers of the government were limited. But if you push socialism, then, of course, all power is centralized in government, and the people of great wealth now can buy and sell the politicians, and they have all power unto themselves, and this is how they would establish a feudal system. The book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, was out of print at the time I began looking into this. All the copies had been bought up and destroyed. I talked to the publisher. He said that he put copies on library shelves all across the country. They were simply systematically stolen, and they were not available. So I actually somehow, and I won't give you the details, but I ended up with the plates of the book. I republished it, and it is available through my ministry, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Probably one of the five most important books in my library. And it will answer the question, who was it who financed Alfred Kinsey, who set out to destroy the moral fabric of our society with his books on sex and telling us that one in every 10 Americans was homosexual and all sorts of other lies, and telling us that there's nothing wrong with pedophilia and nothing wrong with rape. It really isn't a bad thing at all. It's simply just a sexual expression, and we should do away with the capital punishment for rape and things of that sort, which we eventually did. And now, of course, it's a very minor sort of a crime, and people get 5 years or so in prison for rape. And, we've changed our whole attitude. And who financed Alfred Kinsey? Why, the Rockefeller Foundation. But they can't let the American people understand that. The Rockefeller Foundation financed Alfred Kinsey in the effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. The book is available, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, by calling 1-800-544-8927. We also carry, of course, Professor Quigley's wonderful book. He even talks about the book Foundations, how when the book was published, it was it appeared to be shock, but it wasn't shocking to people like him, because Professor Quigley, who wrote his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, he was an intellectual. He understood who was financing all of this move towards socialism. The average individual didn't understand, but that's what it was all about. Centralize all power with government, and then the people of great wealth would rule America, and we could establish a fascist society, and then we could unite the world, and we would take over. We would have our troops stationed throughout the world, and we would have our military bases throughout the world, and we would occupy countries in preparation for the coming world government. But behind that, the powerful spiritual forces, the three books you need, Foundations of Power and Influence, Tragedy and Hope, and if you don't want to win, read 1,348 pages. You can get Nandere Call a Conspiracy and my book, Tragedy, Brotherhood of Darkness, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. This is the Lion, KHNC 1368.